Dictation for Edith, E-D-I-T-H, McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, February 2442. Addresses a letter, Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 463-2824. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow-up for Mrs. McKay. She goes by Eddie, E-D-D-I-E. Renal failure. Last visit, September. Treated for urinary tract infection and gross hematuria with antibiotics. Symptoms has resolved. Has gained weight from 159 to 169. She is not active. Denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, stable chest pain, followed with cardiology, feeling tired all the time, no syncope, no orthopnea PND, problems of depression, insomnia. She thinks that her peripheral neuropathy and weakness is worse. She has an autoimmune disorder affecting extremities, peripheral nerves, CIDP. She's getting, I believe, immunoglobulin infusions every 4 months. Follows with Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K, neurology. She also has monoclonal gammopathy, but no formal diagnosis of myeloma or similar abnormalities. Follows with Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. She has a sleep apnea, but unfortunately has not been able to tolerate HIPAA machine. Next paragraph. Medications include Bumex, Bisoprolol, antidepressants, blood pressure 138/70. She sounds alert, oriented, sign 3, no respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences, no speech problems. Chemistry is from December, creatinine 1.5, which is an improvement. Baseline has been up to 2. Mild anemia, 11.9. Electrolyte, acid base, albumin, calcium, normal. Liver function test, not elevated. Present GFR, 33, which is stage 3B. She has monoclonal gammopathy, IgG, kappa, K-A-P-P-P-A, at 0.4 grams per cent. Increase of IgM, normal IgG, IgA, predominance of free kappa light change. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Prior acute kidney injury, did not require dialysis. She has not returned to baseline, which used to be 0.9. At the same time, appears to be stabilizing. And there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Has small kidneys, but no obstructions. Prior use of ACE inhibitors were discontinued. She is not on any anti-inflammatory agents. We will continue to monitor over time. Next number, aortic insufficiency followed by cardiology. They are not contemplating any invasive procedures. Next number, IgG, kappa, monoclonal gammopathy. No diagnosis of no diagnosis of myeloma, lymphoma, or Waldenström macroglobulinemia. However, we have to keep in mind what is recognized as some of this monoclonal gammopathy is of renal significance. Next number, sleep apnea, did not tolerate the treatment. Next number, depression, anxiety on medications. Next number, CIDP followed with neurology. All issues discussed with the patient, chemistry is on a regular basis. We'll see her back on the next 4 months or so.